I want to talk to you from the subject, Get on the Good Foot. And I want to read a text, one from the book of Proverbs and the other from the epistle to the Philippians. And I'm going to have you repeat after me, first of all, from the book of Proverbs. With all thy getting, get understanding. We're going to repeat that text again. With all of your getting, whatever you get, whatever you do, get understanding. And now from the epistle to the Philippians, the words of Paul the Apostle. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, since I'm speaking from the subject, Get on the Good Foot, let's analyze for a moment some of the meanings in this subject. Symbolically, feet represent the understanding, because your feet stand under you. And in this subject tonight, foot represents your self-understanding. And so the scriptures are telling us, come to understand yourself. Come to know yourself. Come to be at peace with yourself. Get on the good foot means to go forth into life with a good idea about yourself. To get on the good foot means to go forth into life with a good feeling about yourself. I'm going to repeat these first two sentences again. To get on the good foot means go forth into life with a good idea about yourself. Go forth into life with a good feeling about yourself. And let me stop and interrogate you for a moment, if you will. Don't answer out loudly, but just think about it in your heart, in your mind for a moment. Now, the question that I want to ask you, and I want you to ask yourself within, and don't answer out loudly. And here again, you know, we go through a few changes in this service. There's a time to shout out, and then there's a time when we sit down and we're quiet. It is time now for self-contemplation when I ask you this question. And here is the question. How do you feel about yourself? And I want you to write it in the first person. How do I feel about myself? Now, just above a whisper, let each person ask himself this question. How do I feel about myself? Ask yourself that question before you go to bed. Ask yourself that question when you wake up in the mornings or whenever you wake up. How do I feel about myself? Ask yourself this question at different times during the day. Because if you feel right about yourself, then you're on the good foot. If you go around not feeling right with yourself and feeling right about yourself, then you're on the bad foot. Someone has said, if you feel right about yourself, you can do anything. You see, you cannot afford to go forth into life being at cross purposes with yourself. You must feel right about yourself. And whatever causes you not to feel right about yourself, you'd better make an adjustment. Because to be purposely redundant, if you do not feel right about yourself, then you're going forth into life on the bad foot. To go forth into life on the good foot, is to go forth feeling right with yourself, within yourself, feeling right about yourself. To get on the good foot means to go forth into life with the happy idea about yourself. So ask yourselves here quietly, do I have a happy idea about myself? Come on. Do I have a happy idea about myself? Ask yourself again quietly, do I have a happy feeling about myself? Do I have a happy feeling about myself? To get on the good foot means to go forth into life with a healthy idea about yourself. Someone spoke to me just before I came to the service and told me that the doctor had just given him a diagnosis as to what was wrong with him physically. And I didn't say anything to him objectively about it, but I said to him subjectively, sickness is not the truth of you. Health is the truth of you. Now, I didn't argue with the facts. You see here, we don't argue with facts. It may be a fact that you're sick, but sickness is not the truth of you. And once you learn how to feel the truth and how to accept the truth idea of yourself, then facts will have to change to conform with the truth. And whenever I feel that there is some physical challenge, a physical sickness, which is trying to fasten itself upon me, I remember that health is the truth of me. Say that with me together. Health is the truth of me. Now you go forth into life with that idea. You take that with you. This is really the true meaning of that old Christian song. Take the name of Jesus with you. Take an awareness of the truth with you. Take an awareness of who you are in God and who God is in you with you. That's getting on the good foot. Health is the truth of me. No matter what your physical condition may seem to be as a fact tonight, if you recognize that the truth of you is health, this will heal you. And here again, healing is simply the revealing of the health of you, the revealing of the truth of you. Because you see, the real you has never been sick. The real you will never be sick. This is why around here you hear us always talking about the real self, the divine self. It's the sense of human self that gets sick. It's the human self that's born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But it is of the divine self which the scripture speaks when it says, he knew no sin, neither was any guile found in his mouth. The real self of you is pure. The real self of you is holy. The real self of you is rich. So why live in the false self? And I keep quoting Dr. Miller. He told a very prominent clergyman, whose name I will not call once. He said to the gentleman, he said, what you need to do is get out of your human self and get into your divine self. And that's what we all need to do. Get on the good foot. Get out of the human self and get in to our true self, our divine self. So go forth into life with a healthy idea about yourself. And I'm going to tell you this, you are never going to experience good spiritual, mental, or physical health until you learn how to go forth into life with a healthy idea about yourself. It is impossible for the best doctors in the world to help those people who have a sick idea about themselves. And doctors will tell you, now I read in a medical journal the other day, that doctors think that about 80% of their patients and all people who are complaining of illnesses, they think that it's psychosomatic in some way or the other. And as I've said to you before, you know, we have the best doctors, and I bless them. All kinds of pills and injections. Why, they can even cut out a heart and put another one in. There's no telling what they won't be adding on and taking out. But go forth into life with a healthy idea about yourself. And if you remember this, health is the truth of me. It will keep you well. Let's say that together. Health is the truth of me.
help me.
Go forth into life with a successful idea about yourself. It is impossible for you to get any further in life than the ideas in your mind. And I marvel at how people live at such cross purposes with themselves. They even pray for success, and yet they think failure. I mean, I marvel at Christian people. I can talk about that, you know. I can talk about the fundamentalistic background. And I marvel now that I have grown some spiritually. And I counsel a lot of people. Most people are at cross purposes with themselves, and even the good religious people who wear out their knees praying, pray for one thing and believe another. There is no need to pray for health if you believe in sickness. If you have a sick idea about yourself, you're going to be sick until you do as the Apostle Paul has said, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. And prayer isn't going to change a thing until you change your mind. That statement, prayer changes things, it's true in a way. But there are certain things that prayer does not change. Prayer is not going to change the law of mind. Prayer will not change the law of mind, which says, briefly, as a man thinks, so is he. Now, prayer is not going to change that. If you have a sick idea about yourself, an unsuccessful idea about yourself, a failure idea about yourself, I don't care how you pray for success. As long as you have a failure idea in your mind, you are bound to fail. And prayer won't help you. Jesus won't help you. Moses won't help you. Mary won't help you. John won't help you. Jude won't help you. And in dealing with people, I found out I couldn't help them until I taught them how to be transformed by the renewing of their minds. Go forth into life with a prosperous idea about yourself. Then you're on the good foot. And everything begins with an idea. Accept a positive idea about yourself. Start having positive feelings, positive dispositions, positive moods about yourself. Get on the good foot. It means stop going forth into life with negative ideas and feelings about yourself. If you go forth into life feeling like a whipped dog, life will whip the hell out of you. Some people go through life psychologically down on their all fours. Have you ever seen a scary, scroungy, mangy-looking dog? If you go through life psychologically down on your all fours, then all kinds of negatives will ride you. Get on the good foot. Get on the good foot means stop cursing yourself with negative thoughts and words. And that's another surprising thing. And you know, you should listen to yourself. The average person would be surprised to know how he curses himself. I can't get no money. You have doomed yourself. You have cursed yourself. And some people say, Reverend, I cuss. I don't curse. I might cuss, but I don't curse. You see, some people don't even know what cursing is. When you say, for example, I can't hold no money. I can't get no money. Money is hard to get. You are putting the whammy on yourself. Get on the good foot and start feeling good about yourself and money. Every time I'm just about to make it, something just comes right along and gets in my way. And that's exactly what is getting in your way, your big mouth. Get on the good foot and stop cursing yourself. This is why the scripture says, thou art ensnared by the words of thy mouth. The psalmist says, set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth. He knew what he was talking about. You know, now, once you're around here, you get more sense and more meaning out of the Bible. Listen to the psalmist. Set a watch, O Lord, before my mouth, and keep the door of my lips. You're not going to get any further than what you say about yourself in your heart and in your mind. If you confess poverty, you'll be poor. This is why I tell you over and over again, hear the words from the Bible. Let the weak say, I'm strong. Confess strength. Let the poor say, I am rich. And the only way that the poor are ever going to become rich is to turn their psychology around. That's why I'm not on the do-gooder kick. I'll help you to help yourself. Give a man a fish, you'll feed him for a day. Teach a man how to fish, you'll feed him for life. Because I want to be sure that you start off on the good foot. Get on the good foot means to start off right. To start off with the right idea about yourself. To start off with the right feeling about yourself. To get on the good foot means to proceed towards your goals. Some of you've been just standing still, afraid to take a step. But I say to you, and get on the good foot. Step out and be what you want to be. Do what you want to do. Have what you want to have. To get on the good foot and to proceed in life means encourage yourself. You know, in this world, you have to know how to encourage yourself. Because I'll read you for a minute. Some of you sitting out there right now, the reason you have not gone forth to be what you want to be and to do what you want to do and to have what you want to have is because, as you say, nobody gave me any encouragement. Now you just sit right down on your do-nothing stool. Waiting for the world mind to come along and encourage you. You'll be nothing, you'll do nothing, and you'll have nothing. You must become a self-encourager. Learn how to encourage yourself. Because you see, if you listen to the world mind is always speaking doubt. The world mind will say, no, don't do that yet because the economy is down. The world mind will say, no, you know you can't get a better job this year because they're laying people off. You learn how to encourage yourself. And I never wait for anybody's encouragement. I encourage myself. Root for yourself. Cheer yourself. Learn how to be your own cheerleader. So right now, clap your hands and say, thank God for me. Come on, stand up and clap your hands and say that and sit right back down. Come on. Thank God for me. Now I'm going to have you stand up and sit right back down again, and I'm going to have you say this. Thank God for what He is in me right now. Come on. Thank God for the talents which He has put in me right now. Thank God for the money-getting power which He has put in me right now. that's the way you've got to root for yourself. I've seen in many games, especially in scholastic activities, when a team was losing and the cheerleaders began to chant and to clap and to root for them, the loser would come up the winner. You can't do any less for yourself. Now, I'll advise you, when you root for yourself and say these crazy things that I teach you, that you don't let anybody else hear. Or they may take you off to the loony bin. This is why Jesus taught us, when you pray, go into your secret closet. Shut the door. Those people who don't understand mind science hear you talking about, thank God for me. Yes, talk to yourself. Absolutely talk to yourself. The people who are around me on my personal staff, many times I have to learn that, I talk to myself. And I remember once I had a new driver, and it took him a little while to get used to the fact that I'd be in the back of the car just preaching to myself. So one day we were staying at one of the church members' residence down in South Carolina, and I guess I just got a little bit loud in the room, and they wondered what was going on. So I heard my driver outside saying, he's talking to his father. But I'd say, talk to yourself. And this is affirmation, talking to yourself. And what can you say to yourself? For example, you can say to yourself, I am a big time winner. Stand up and say that to yourself. I am a big time winner. You see, this is the difference between this philosophy here, and the regular Christian evangelistic type of work. You don't go out on the street corners and grab people and say, I am a big time winner. You go into your secret closet and you say that. And then you'll be like Jesus. Jesus said, just let your light shine before men. And when they see how the stuff you use is working, then you won't have to try to force your stuff on them. They'll come to you and say, give me some of that water. That whatever it is you've got, it's working. And I want some of it. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself good things about yourself. Look in the mirror and groom yourself and beautify yourself and glorify your body and say to yourself, I am beautiful. Come on, stand up and say that. Come on, I am beautiful. That's the way to get on the good foot. And I'll tell you this, if in your heart you encourage yourself and tell yourself that you're beautiful, why, you'll start looking beautiful. That's the best beauty treatment that you can ever use. Some of you women who haven't been whistled at in years, you'll get whistled at. I dare you to try it, because you can't lose with the stuff I use. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself all kinds of wonderful things. And I want to caution you about this. You see, this is why we don't do the kind of missionary work as such that we've been accustomed to traditionally. You see, this light has got to shine in you and through you and as you. And then when men see your good works, they will automatically glorify your Father, which is in heaven. You know, it just tickles me. You know, it was only maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. You know, a lot of people was trying to say a whole lot of different things about this ministry. But people who have any sense now, they know that they can't lose with the stuff I use. And they're asking for it every day. All right. Sing to yourself. You know, I sing to myself, particularly while I'm in the shower. And it does two things for you. It means you'll wash better and more often. While I'm in the shower, I'm singing just to myself. All is mine. All is mine. Joy in my soul. Peace in my mind. Before you sit down, just raise one hand and say, I am so glad. All is mine. Just before you sit down again and I finish this message again, say, get on! Good foot. Yes, sing to yourself. And another thing, congratulate yourself. Come on, reach over, pat yourself on the back and say, oh, you are all right. Come on. Now, as I say, please don't let anybody else see you, hear you doing that. Be sure you're in your secret closet, or they may lock you in another closet. Listen, when you do good, when you accomplish some good, congratulate yourself. A young lady who's in the interior decoration business in Los Angeles started applying these principles just a few months ago, and she became the top interior decorator in her firm. She'd just gotten out of school, and she was having all kind of problems at that firm. As a matter of fact, she was scheduled to be fired. And the month that they were going to fire her, she was number one in sales at that company. She made so much money for them and for herself, they couldn't fire her. And so when she told me about that, I said to her, I said, all right, I want you to take some of that extra good money that you made and go down on Wiltshire Boulevard to the most expensive store and buy yourself a nice present. You see, you have to learn how to congratulate yourself and you have to learn how to reward yourself. Don't you wait for no damn sweet chariot to swing down. You swing your own chariot. Now, this is very important that you learn how to congratulate yourself and that you learn how to reward yourself. And the more you learn to congratulate yourself and to talk to yourself and to encourage yourself and to reward yourself, more good things will begin to happen. Take yourself out to dinner sometimes. You can do little things. You know, maybe there's something special that you like. Doesn't cost very much. Take yourself for an extra ride across on the Staten Island Ferry. How much is the fare now? You'd be surprised how much yourself would enjoy a simple thing like that. Congratulate yourself and reward yourself. Give yourself prizes for your achievements. That's getting on the good foot. Lift up the God in you. Lift up the good in you. Get on the good foot means to proceed, go forth. Two verses of scripture before I give you the final benediction. The Apostle Paul said in his letter to the Philippians, I'm forgetting those things which are behind, and I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before. Some of you, there are some things in your life that you need to forget. And I'm going to get a little rough, and only Israel will understand this. There are even some people that you need to forget. Regardless of what has happened in the past, if it's not to your liking, forget it. If you haven't been what you should have been, you even forget that. Forget your sins and everybody else's sins. The Bible says that your sins should be confessed and forsaken. And frankly, to tell you the truth, there's no greater sin than being less than what you could be. There's no greater sin than being less than your divine self. There's no greater sin than living beneath your privilege. Why live beneath your privilege? You're a king, you're a queen, you're a prince, you're a princess. You're a child of the king. So forget the things which may not have been to your liking. Forgive yourself. That's another thing. Some people are so hard on themselves. And let me tell you this. There's no need trying to find some God in the sky to forgive you for your mistakes and your sins. The only forgiveness you're going to get is when you forgive yourself. The psychiatrists tell us that guilt complex eats the heart out of people. And some people are so hard on themselves. Oh, some of you made a mistake way back when. You haven't forgiven yourself yet. And the last verse of scripture from Isaiah, the 42nd chapter, the 9th verse. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. It's time for you to decide the new experiences that you're going to have in your life this year. How many of you can think of some new experiences that you want in your life this year? All right. Make up your mind to get on the good foot. Agree with yourself. This is what Jesus meant when he said, if two of you will agree, it shall be done. If your conscious and subconscious minds agree, you can have what you want. But as I've said before, some of you religious people, you don't even agree with yourself. You pray for one thing and believe another. Just like the little old lady who read in the Bible, if you believe, you can move mountains. And there was a big mountain behind her house, and that night she knelt down and prayed, oh Lord, move that mountain. Got in bed and covered up, slept all night, jumped up the next morning and ran to the wind and pulled up the blinds and looked out and said, that's just what I thought. Listen, you might as well stop playing with God, stop playing with yourself, and stop playing with your life. And you're really just playing with God when you're praying for something you don't believe in. And you can't believe in some God in the sky if you don't believe in yourself. That's fallacy. And so now I send you forth to get on the good foot. Start off on the right foot this year. See yourself being, doing, and having the good which you desire. You know, you would be surprised, the average one of you, to know how many talents are within you. Some of you who think that you're too old, there is just so much money-making talent in you that you've never touched. Some of you who think that you've been wiped out by life, there's so many possibilities in you. Get on the good foot. Believe in the God in you. See yourself being, doing, and having the good which you desire. Feel right about yourself. And what you sincerely feel about yourself, what you sincerely believe about yourself, what you sincerely see yourself being, doing, and having will happen to you. So in the consciousness of this, I'm going to bless you now and give you the final benediction. Repeat these words after me. I see myself bringing forth new wonders in my life.
I see myself bringing forth new wonders in my life.
I see myself doing some wonderful things this year that I have never done before. This year. I see myself having some wonderful things that I've never had before.
I see myself having some wonderful things that I've never had before.
New things do I declare.
New things do I declare.
New things.
New things.
New things.
New things.
New things.
New things.
Do I declare.
Wonderful things.
Happy things.
Successful things.
Prosperous things.
Prosperous.
New things do I declare.
New things do I declare.
And now in this consciousness.
Rise.
The presence and the power, the love and the joy, the health and the happiness, the success and the prosperity, all of the unlimited good that God is, go with you. Above you and beneath you. Beside you. Around you. Behind you. Within you and before you. And make smooth, beautiful, and perfect your way.
Oh.